If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we only talk about what's the most important, bottom line, critical thing happening on this planet. Today on This Is Important.
Hey, you're never going to believe what just happened in the bathroom. I blew Blake, dude, as a prank.
Well done, I actually follow you on Instagram, and I saw the fish you reeled in.
Fuck it, throat that shit and take a picture now.
I actually think all of the talk that we've done is riveting, and we make great radio.
Buckle up.
Wow.
Yes.
Beer. We're clapping.
Come in hard. You just come in saying beer hella hard.
Beer.
Tight one butthole.
Loose butthole.
What's
up?
I'm trying to go sober right now. I'm going sober for 2 weeks.
I'm pissed now.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
What are you drinking? That glass looks huge.
Durs just lowered a margarita out
it's
of the
It's a toilet I found. This is a margarita.
Yeah.
It looks like it's a urine and ice.
Wow.
I thought it was a straight glass going down from that thickness. I was like, Jesus Christ, Jersey.
No. It's a margarita glass that I got from Isaac Horn, our manager, for my wedding.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Well, that was cool.
Oh, nice. I don't think he got me anything.
Yeah, I doubt it. Zero consistency from that.
I don't think he got me anything.
Sometimes you remember, sometimes you forget.
I got to get you something too. You just reminded me I got to get you something, Adam.
It's okay.
That's my bad.
I don't remember.
No, I know what I'm getting you. I know what I'm getting you, so it's all good.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but I'm not
going
to say anything.
But you're going sober?
Well, you said 2 weeks. Why 2 weeks?
Not telling.
He's not telling.
Actually, don't tell.
Yeah.
So I won't remember, right? That's why you're not telling.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I haven't. I have a plan, but I'm not going to tell you. Otherwise, it's not a good gift. What's up with 2 weeks?
What this plan is failing. It's been 6 months. This plan is.
Talk to me. Why are you going sober?
Yeah. What the fuck, dude?
Did you do acid again and not?
That's
going?
A huge bitch.
No, I didn't do any acid. It was just like I drank for 10 straight days. So
months,
I had people
in here. 4th of July, baby.
Yeah, I had people come in town and then two groups of people coming in town and they overlapped.
Dude, groups of people overlapped.
And so it was every day was just a fucking banger.
Like a throwdown.
And
you just need to find some other stuff to do.
Kyle.
See, that's what I was thinking. Me and Chloe had like a real conversation where like we just need to have other hobbies.
Yeah.
Like other things that with our groups of friends would like to go do. But then we like to do those other things.
Shut up, bitch.
But then also drink while we're doing them. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So right now I'm doing a 2 week cleanse my body.
Okay.
I'm just chugging a lot of coffee.
Okay.
2 week to 10 days. 10 days to 2 week to somewhere around 7 to 10 to 12 to 6 hours.
So it might honestly it might be more like 10 days, but
right.
You really think you won't be able to go 14 days?
It is tough.
I mean, I'll throw down the gauntlet. That's kind of wild.
I'll tell you right now, if you can do 14, you can do 30. If you can do 30, you can do 60.
Dude, Blake.
But I don't want to. That's the exactly. thing. I don't want to. I'm just trying to. It's not about the drinking, because I love drinking. It's about the fat that I collected. It's just a vanity play for me. I love the drink.
Right.
The drinking's great.
But is there, what about just having like, you know, a beer?
What
about just having a beer?
No, but that's no fun. I'm with Dirds here. I'm not,
so
I'm
you
not
can't
just
stop. So you can't, you can't stop.
Fuck it. No, I'm not a, like, I don't have one drink a night. Yeah. Like I'll go several days without drinking. But I don't like to just have like one or two drinks at night.
I'll go several days without drinking.
I prefer that when I am drinking, I prefer to get drunk because that's what you want to do.
That's the cool thing.
That's
to
the
do.
Point.
Yeah, no,
that's
I completely
the whole
agree.
Point,
completely
man.
Agree. Yeah. Yeah, no, I get it. I get it.
What do we think is more dangerous? People who take the edge off every night with three drinks, or someone who drinks on the weekend and has 8 to 9 drinks.
Blackout. What are we saying? More drinks or like, or
18 beers?
What's more dangerous?
Well,
or
not 18, but like 9 drinks on a Saturday, Friday and a Saturday, or 3 drinks every night?
I don't know.
Like dangerous for your health, or like dangerous as like he might shank you or something? You might get in a fight.
By the way, I'm asking for a friend.
It's science. I'm asking for, as he lifts a scorpion bowl into frame.
That's what I thought. I thought it was a fish bowl for a second. I'm like, oh, that was perfectly planned.
Why is there fire in the middle of your drink? What the
I'm
fuck?
I'm saying 3 drinks every night or 9 on a Friday and Saturday, and I'm asking for a help. I mean a friend. I'm not me.
I'm asking for a help. I kind of think the 9 on the weekend, you're probably that mentality, you're probably going to get into some more stupid shit after the 9. You know what I mean? Because you're going for it.
Yeah.
But if you got to take the edge off of every day,
smoke weed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, yeah. That's
sorry.
Okay, but that's not on the table here, Kyle.
So that is a different conversation.
That's a different conversation here. This is for the
alcoholics
of the group.
In the room.
I know. I'm coming back. I'm putting myself back there. It's like 8 years ago.
Mentally.
Look,
mentally.
We're dealing with our problem. We'll get to your problem.
Mentally, I'm 30.
Okay,
good.
Here we
go. I'm 29. I'm 28. I'm 28. Here we go.
Okay, thank you.
Think you got a... I don't know. What? You take the edge off every day? Why is that dangerous? 3 drinks a day?
Because your mentality is that you got to like take the edge off of every day of your life as opposed to like, man, the weekend's here. Let's do this.
Yeah, but that seems to be more balanced to me than the 9 or the what will probably be like 12 on the weekends when you go deep.
Arbitrarily, they are both just patterns. One is one on the week.
True.
One is the weekend and one is week
but
every day.
You are asking me for my opinion and I'm giving it to you.
Yeah. Dude, this is getting charged.
Okay. I don't like this.
But what I'm saying is that your argument's invalid because you're like, one seems like it's more something than the other, but they're both just patterns.
Right. But ooh. I'm saying what I think is more dangerous is the weekend bender and the clean on the day. I think
even
so.
Though there's more drinks per week for the 3 per night. There's 21 drinks if you're doing 3.
Yeah. Because at that point it's in your system, you're always constantly dealing with it. I think
I would say I also agree that how I drink is probably the more dangerous way of drinking. Because if you drink 2 or 3 drinks in a night and you go to pick up all of your children from preschool and you drive them home, then you're not really endangering them.
3 drinks a night, pick them up at kindergarten.
Yeah. What's happening? What's your timeline?
What's the timeline here?
Okay. Well, you pick up your kids from wherever they go.
Why did you have 3 drinks at night and then pick them up at kindergarten?
What time they get off this school? I don't know.
What were the 3 drinks you had?
Maybe it's a night school for them too. I'm not sure. You go pick them up from a sleepover or something.
They know I'm a vampire.
Wait. During the week,
Adam, I can't wait for you to have kids. When Adam has kids. He's gonna be like, honey, I can't drive the kids to school tonight because I'm drunk. And she's like, it's in 9 hours, Adam. Okay, fair enough.
No,
I'm not gonna be good.
Fair enough.
I'm not gonna be
so
okay.
You can do things, is what I'm saying. You could be a responsible adult. You'd have 9 drinks. You're not being a responsible adult on a weekend.
No,
sweetheart, I'm telling you right now, I can't get the kids.
Okay, well, I gotta tell you
right now,
it's 9 hours from now.
And by the way, I'm not doing nine drinks on a Friday or Saturday.
Pussy.
Okay.
I'm not doing that. Okay.
Okay. No one said you were. Yeah. Jesus.
These are hypotheticals, baby.
It's 12 to 22.
Jesus.
But I'm wondering if it's the weekend warrior or the like slow death of a thousand cuts. I call drinks cuts.
Yeah.
Cups.
Death of a thousand cups.
I don't know. Yes points myself.
Yes points.
That's very good.
By the way, hey, shout out to any fraternity out there who gets 1,000 cups and fills them halfway and drinks them all. It's called the death of 1,000 cups. Send the viral video our way.
All right. That's pretty
good. We're doing it. That's what we're doing on the live show.
That's like Spartan Club.
Get your
30
bros together and drink 1,000 half cups of Coors.
Wait, what was it, the Spartan Club? What's the one where you take a drink every minute or whatever?
100 shots of beer?
Yeah,
no, the Century Club.
Century Club.
That one's sick.
Yeah. But go ahead. But what did you think it was called? You fucking idiot.
Yeah, what is Spark? Why?
No,
is
that you were thinking of. You were thinking of 300. You were thinking of 300.
No, I was thinking of USC, brother.
Kyle's math is so correct. He's like, you were thinking of the movie 300.
What you're thinking of?
They're kind
of
like Spartans.
Yeah.
No, because this was a game that your brother played.
Yeah. This
Adam
was a
Newacek
game.
Newacek played a lot of these drinking games.
And he would dress as the guy from 300 a lot.
And they would have like drinking nights where
he was dressed as the guy from Awesome Smash.
Dressed as the guy from 300, Gerard Butler.
Right. They would draw abs on their bellies and they would get 300 beers. And the goal was to
kick bald people into pits.
No, you get a gang of your homies to like try and finish 300 beers while you're watching the movie. Yeah. That's the idea.
in 84 minutes.
I remember we always tried to play like a little too cool. Like we were like, oh, kind of make fun of that. But then as we were doing it, we always had a fucking absolute blast doing it.
Yeah. And time. You find the respect for the people who could pull it off.
We're
of
like,
course.
We don't need a game to drink. We can just drink and talk with each other and have fun. And then as soon as someone would start to play a game, it was like, oh, I don't want to play this dumb game. And then as soon as you start to do it, after you drink 14 beers in 6 minutes, you're all in, baby.
Yeah, that game rocks.
The respect that you find during a game of Edward 40 Hands, for example, is just you look at your forefathers and you say, wow, we walk on their shoulders or whatever.
40 hands.
Forefathers.
All gave 14. Some gave all. That's what I'm saying, brother.
Something, yeah, something
Edward
like
40 Hands. Bring your A game.
I mean, is it stopping at 9 beers on the weekend? No, it's not stopping at 9 drinks. It never stopped at
9
beers.
9
beers
is
like a very
9 beers
weak.
Is
it not, never stopped at 9.
That's kindergarten.
That's impossible.
What do you mean? What time are you starting to drink?
Well, I'm just saying, like, if you're a weekend warrior and you're actually going for it on the weekend, you're like, fucking Friday's my night, Saturday is it, and Sunday is my fucking also shit. Then you're definitely getting like.
Hey, do you want to? You want to ask someone? You could ask Blake or me. We keep talking in a hypothetical.
Is this our most heated ep already?
Well, Adam just chunked out because it's so heated.
I don't think you're stopping at 9. I don't think you're stopping at 9.
No, here's the stipulation.
You're stopping at 9. If you start drinking at 9 o'clock at night.
No.
Or
here's
eight,
the stipulation.
8 o'clock. You're having 3 beers an hour, maybe 4 beers an hour. Someone flies a shot by. Maybe you have to do that shot.
I think what we're saying is you drink 3 drinks every night to take the edge off, or you're getting blackout on the weekend. Like Friday and Saturday are like your shit.
I'm not
can.
Even saying you're getting blackout. I'm just saying you're like, you're having a nice, steady 3-hour hammer.
Okay. What? How do you have a 3-hour hammer?
I don't know that it stops like that. I just don't know that that's a, is that a thing? You're actually stopping at 9, or are you just making bigger drinks? Look at your drink.
No, the mix is getting a little less. But like,
are we talking about our drinking habits? Is that what we're talking about right now?
Yeah.
Are we talking about my small toilet with ice in it?
Yeah.
That is. That's a woo.
Oh.
Is that the wolf tequila again? Or
no, it's actually kind of it's an inside joke. It's pretty funny, guys.
Okay, I can't wait.
Years ago, I had people at like a housewarming party. Like first got my house. I think you guys were probably there. And I bought.
Yeah, we were working the party.
No. You were there. Yeah. And I bought a bottle of this. It's like pre-mixed margarita. Mm-hmm. And my homies straight clowned me. They're like, you can't just make margarita on your own. It's just tequila, soda, some lime, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, I'm white trash. And I got this from like a Walgreens.
Yeah.
And so they came over today and I had to pick up a bottle of this to be like, hey, welcome to the new crib. Let's
pop bottles.
Pop open some pre-mixed gas station margarita.
Yeah, you can make them with just ingredients? I thought you had to have the mix to make margaritas.
See, this is why I need you guys in my life. Because my other homies are like a little more cultured, a little more this.
Yuck, dude.
Yeah. Cool.
But I got my Ozark bros here.
Yeah, I'm like, I thought you had to have the margarita mix. I wouldn't even know where to start.
Adam's been known to have a curly fry as a garnish, and I love that about this dude.
Come on, man.
Seriously, though, what is it? What is a non-mixed tequila? What is it called? Margarita.
You just have like tequila. You mix it with maybe a little soda and then some lime juice.
It's just lime juice, huh?
And that's a margarita.
And some Contrôl.
That seems like it's not even close to sugary enough to be called a margarita.
Exactly.
Seems like... You're talking about the triple sec. This has like triple sec in it.
Okay.
But if you get So I learned this when I was in Mexico filming. Do you guys know what a skinny margarita is?
It sounds like you just described it.
It's that.
Yeah, they just put less of the syrup in. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like organic. Sugar out.
I thought it was a brand, and I was thinking of Skinny Girl. Shout out. Send us some money.
It is a brand.
Blake, are you okay?
Give me a hell yeah.
Blake, are you okay?
Look, we got a weekend warrior on our hands.
It is a brand.
Sorry, bro. I'm coming off a long drive.
You just drove the 5, Playboy. What the fuck? Yeah, still feel like you're moving?
What's your drink of choice on that drive?
Do Four Loko. Come on, man.
Original Four Loko.
You have to have the energy to make it down the grapevine, for sure.
To make it down.
Because if you do a Monster Energy drink, you might freestyle rap the entire way.
You got to make it down.
That's true, yeah. No, I did a little Red Bull Doggy, sugar-free Red Fool.
A Red Fool. A Red Bull.
Dude, we're coming on fire right now.
It's a bagel.
Yeah, this is a fire ass pod.
Did you say coming? Wait, did you say coming?
This is a fire ass pod.
Coming on fire?
It's a bagel.
Oh my God.
It's a bagel.
It's the best. It's the freaking best.
Fire ass pod. Fire ass pod.
Dude, it's something. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard for that a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one.
Holy crap.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts.
Frickin' sweet! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/important. That's mintmobile.com/important. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/important. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Your sex life is important, but if you're like us, your schedule is very busy. You don't have the time to go to the doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as
chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Just answer a series of questions on their site and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance is needed. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/thisis. That's hims.com/thisis for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/thisis. Hard mints are chewable compound products which are not approved by or verified by safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, you guys. I don't know about you, but sometimes my social battery can really run out, especially during the winter when it's cold out and I don't have the same energy to go out and socialize like the summer months.
Yeah, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge social battery? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more time alone. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/thisis today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/thisis.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I got to see Kyle in person. That was pretty neat.
Oh, I saw some photos. That's right. I saw some, I hate to go back to this well that we keep diving back into, but I saw some photos of a pickleball over there at the Newacheck residence.
Oh, yeah. And it looked like Blake was getting schooled.
Well, it's his first game. Okay. That was his first one-on-one match.
No, I know, but he was playing you.
I'll let Kyle tell his truth if he wants, and then we could get into the nitty-gritty.
Wow.
Sure. Yeah. My truth.
His truth.
Okay, my truth. So you want to just say the one-on-one game, right?
Yeah. That
just
sounds
the
one-on-one. Like he thinks you're lying.
No, you were good, Blake. Blake was Thank good. You. He was, for the first time there, he really latched on to the rules.
The tone
like,
is killing
I was
me here.
Surprised at how strategic
cute.
You were.
It was cute, Blake.
Like how quickly you understood the rules and how quickly you understood how to play.
Because you think
there's nine rules.
Let's dive in here. So you think that Blake is dumb?
Well, no, I was reminded of his true athleticism. You know, I think of him as a theater nerd. Yeah. I think of him as a theater major. I forget. And I make fun of him when he's like in on the sports.
It's well documented that he's a natural specimen.
I do forget that Blake was a theater major from Long Beach. That's yes. I do forget that sometimes.
I was.
And then when you get him on the court, like we used to play sports all the time. I haven't done that in a while. And now it's like, Bro, he's in it.
And but have you seen this guy's bod? I mean, it's.
I know. We're jumping headlines. Well,
of course,
here.
But you can have like, you know, that can all be like, what's it, cosmetic?
Vanity.
It looks. Vanity, it's vanity word. Muscles. Yeah. It's a lot of vanity muscles. Yeah. But
by the way,
guy,
is this, you go, it could be muscles, it's the look.
He could be a scarecrow.
Is it like a Hans and Browns?
It's like, you know how your shoulders get super pointy, right?
Look at this, like, look how like, strong I am, bro.
Batman.
You know, he could be wearing the Legion of Doom shoulder pads.
He could be the fifth member of Guar. I don't know.
But you did. You had me on my heels on that game. You did. You did take the lead for about 2 or 3 points, and you got fucking shook once the cameras came out.
Okay. Here's his truth. Okay, so you want to know that? And I'm sorry, TII Nation, that we're talking about pickleball again. But maybe
I'm gonna go for 5 minutes.
Maybe when this closes the chat.
I'm sorry that we keep saying his truth because nothing bothers me more. So you're saying he's lying.
No.
When someone says this, that's their truth, you're going like, well, this person is a liar.
That's a lie. It's a nice way of saying that's a lie.
Kind of, yeah. Right?
Well, no, not necessarily. No, it's how he saw that game.
So like, perspective. Okay. Well, perspective is a better.
It's his truth.
So my perspective.
Yeah. That's the better way.
Yes, your perspective.
My perspective. Uh-huh, yeah. That's a better descriptor.
Is this like the Rashomon of pickleball?
A little bit.
Yeah, we're going to play it back.
Okay, but what's the score here? Who won? Who won the game?
Kyle won the game.
I won the game.
Okay.
Who won the war?
And there was actually an asterisk. Oh, yeah, because I was giving you two serves, an asterisk.
Well, that's such a minor detail, but okay.
I gave him two fucking serves the whole game, and then he decided to like, okay, go ahead. Tell your shit. What do you got?
Oh, shit.
Because we were really playing. So we played. We played
tell your truth, Blake.
Sipping tea with Adam D.
Asterisk.
So I, you know, we played 3 games of doubles. It was like me and my pal Adam versus Kyle and Teddy, friend of the pod, Leatherman Adam.
The Leather Boy.
Say their full names and addresses.
Teddy Spencer, Adam Awan, Awan Custom Leather. Look about custom get leather. A belt.
Get your custom leather goods.
Get the Merce.
Yeah.
And Adam and I never won a game against Kyle and Teddy. But then before I had to leave.
It also seems like you guys are just going to be the worst team. Kyle and Teddy are way bigger than both of you guys. And I'm
a lot of waistband.
Teddy also seems like a guy that might have also gotten deep into pickleball.
Right. He did.
Yeah, Teddy and I play like a lot.
How's Teddy's body?
Teddy's body's good.
Really tight.
I bet it is.
I'll say this about Adam Awan and myself. We are finesse people. We have touch. Kyle and Teddy are like bruisers. They're like clunky, man. Like Adam and I were made to be good at this game. And this is our first time playing, and we were kind of talking shit. So we're like, we can beat you right out the gate.
Okay.
You guys did great. And I will say, especially Awan. Shout out to Awan Custom Leather, bro.
Get your custom leather.
He was running. He was running.
He's got pickleball, what is it, a mallet, a racket?
Oh, man.
Like a holster.
He's got to start making holsters.
You should have heard Kyle's fucking pickleball trash talk. He was kind of pissing me off. Like, when I first roll up, I get the racket. I'm like, there's no thing that goes to your wrist, that attaches to your wrist.
What is this, Nintendo Wii?
A Wii controller?
I did.
Yeah, and Kyle's like, what is this, a Wii? I'm like, bro, they're on racquetball rackets as well. Like, it's just something that should be on this type of racket because you're swinging it and you might let it go into like a child's face or something.
It's crazy. But I didn't even know that was trash talk. I was just fucking saying it.
Does your child have a face?
After Adam and I lost...
Was it a 3? Did we go 3? I think you guys maybe won 1 because we went 3. I think you guys won the second game.
I don't know that we did. I don't think we did. I think we just ran it back. But then I'm like, okay, Kyle, let me play a 1-on-1 game because I want to experience pickleball in its like raw form of 1-on-1.
Sure. Yeah.
It's a hard sport at that point.
Mm-hmm. And we were, you know, we were going back and forth, and the tide started to turn where I
got tired.
He got tired, and I took the lead.
But also, that is how Blake would beat you, just with athleticism. Yes. Play enough games.
Conditioning.
Yes.
Endurance.
Yes. I was really huffing. I was huffing and puffing out there.
Yes.
Like, it was because we were running back and forth. It's a lot of trotting.
Admittedly, the little bit I saw, I was like, I can't do this. My knees would explode. Just watching, the few moves that I saw from that very short clip.
A lot of
because,
laterals.
By the way, out of all the pickleball we've talked, I haven't bothered to look it up one time.
Yes.
Oh, cool. And
yeah.
Yeah. I haven't looked at a YouTube video. I don't really know. I can imagine it, but I didn't realize it would be that much starting and stopping.
That's a little bit because I'm not great at the game yet, and I don't know to, like, not run as much. But I also kind of wanted to run. My natural athletic instinct.
Yeah.
I want to move. I want to go.
Right.
Yeah.
You can make up for it by running. Yeah, but, like, playing smartly, so, like, you're having the other person run.
Yeah.
So I could do it without my knees not exploding because it looks...
Here's what I play my buddy's dad, and I've said this before, one-on-one, like, probably once a week.
What's his full name and address, please?
Well, he's called... him Spank. All right.
Okay. I've never heard him call that.
And by the way, this is a whole other thing about why I love being part of your guys' world, because everyone I grew up with was Mr. and Mrs. and this is a guy named Spank.
Okay.
All right. I love it. It's cool. It's different. It's fun.
Yeah. No, but he's like 70 years old and I have not beat him once. And I've played him.
Is he wearing sleeves?
I don't know.
But also, is this guy conditioned? Is he like Spank like kind of a jock or?
Yeah, he used to be like almost an Olympic fencer.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So he's got footwork.
He's got footwork down.
And he played tennis. He's a tennis. He knows tennis. So if you know tennis, you're like, you're halfway there. Yeah.
Oh, sick shirt, Jersey. My face is an awesome face.
Bro, are your pecs? Have you been working out your pecs or what?
Look at those pecs, dude.
Yeah.
Damn. God,
those things are pointy and through the roof.
Damn.
By the way, if I freeze like this.
Can I tell my truth or what?
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Please. I thought you did.
I wasn't there yet. Anyway, so I got Kyle to game point. I was up. It was 10-8. All you have to do is get to 11.
That's
right. You got to win by 2?
Yes, you do.
Blake, I want you to know this story is worse than any luggage talk we've ever done.
Ever.
Any tech talk, any other talk that we've done. This is just as bad.
I actually think all of the talk that we've done is riveting and we make great radio.
No, sir, I don't like it.
Blake, your truth?
Blake. I'm just saying, don't shit on luggage talk next time we want to talk about luggage.
Fair, fair.
That's what I'm saying.
It's 10-8 and Kyle's back is to the fuck. I'm about to beat Kyle.
Yep.
I'm about to beat Kyle. This is my first time ever playing pickleball. This dude has invested his whole adult life into it.
Yeah. I'm up. That's true. That's true.
Dude, Kyle starts to be like, you know, I can tell he's like sad. Like he's going to be really, really fucking sad if I beat him. Like, it's at his house.
Kyle would be a little sad.
It's at his house. He's invested about 14 pod episodes into it. I came in here and I was like, I played Kyle and I just beat his ass.
Smoked him. Right. Yeah.
Are you going to take your truth where I think you're going to take it? What the fuck are you setting up for, bitch?
No, I will say.
Let him speak his truth.
What is it?
I didn't let off the gas. I did not play harder. But in my mind, I was like, man, it's really going to hurt my homie's feelings if I beat him right here, right now on home court.
Okay, so you think subconsciously you maybe flicked the wrist the wrong way once.
Flick of the wrist.
But I love that you think like, what are you saying? You did actually do something that is the asterisk that I was talking about. Because on day one of pickleball, asterisk. I always let people fucking... serve twice because it's hard to serve. So if you miss it, you get a second chance. You get a mulligan,
right?
You know, and this was Blake's first day on the pickleball court,
right?
So he was serving double every time he missed. I would let him do that.
On
the solo game, we did until the moment when you got close to beating and you were like, nah, fuck that. And I was like,
I wanted to win straight
and I
up.
Was like, okay. And okay.
Then
I charged and I fucking stomped your ass. You know, like,
Did you send it?
I guarantee you get me back on that court. I'm coming away. Three games to 0.
Hey, Blake, the way you put it, the confidence behind your voice, I'm betting on you, my man.
Yeah, give yourself some theme music.
Get me on that court.
One more time for everyone who definitely didn't understand that.
My friends just visited, and they had a metal away bag. Have you guys seen
Thank you,
these?
God. Thank you, God. Go ahead, yes.
A metal.
What is it now?
A metal is this rolling luggage suitcase. A metal rolling suitcase. It was beautiful. It's by away. I think it's relatively priced.
Did you? Well, I'll tell you this. I don't know what it's priced, but I guarantee you it's a steal.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, hold on. I'm looking for it.
Points. Hit me.
Yes,
points.
All right. And you know what? I think pickleball is awesome. We could put it to bed after that.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm down to put some money on our next game.
Well, I like that. Hey, Blake.
I love betting like that shit. I love it.
He loves betting like that shit, bro.
He loves betting like that shit. I love your guys' love for this game that I've yet to play or even look up.
We should
start a professional team.
Yeah.
Right?
No doubt.
Well, also, if we play 2-on-2 doubles ever, I got Blake, and we'll whoop your ass for a hefty sum.
That's actually what I haven't thought about, is we should combine our powers.
What are you saying? You and Blake versus me and Adam?
Yeah, and we'll whoop your ass for a hefty sum.
Well, we did. You guys are the only two that have played. I'm the one with bad knees who can't move laterally. So I don't know.
I'll have Adam play the net. Is that how it works? Is there like one up front, one on the back?
You can do that. You can play that. But all I know is me and Blake will whoop your ass for a hefty sum.
We're going to whoop your ass.
You want to go Midwest versus the Bay?
And you know what? And I'm going to guarantee the three. We're going to beat you a few times.
Yeah, we are.
Hey, and hefty sum. Put it on the table, baby. So clearly.
Yeah, thank you.
We're going to beat you a few times.
Yeah. If we haven't already, let's cut to commercials.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com. That's ZYN.com to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hi, we're Visible. We're the wireless company with nothing to hide. Seriously. Hidden fees? We don't have them. Annual contracts? Not our thing. Great wireless on just one line? Now that's more like it. Get unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon for just $25 a month. Taxes and fees included. That's right, $25 a month, every month. Sorry, hidden fees. We're just not that into you. Sometimes the choice is just Visible. Switch today at Visible.com. Rate with service on the Visible plan. For additional terms and network management practices, see Visible.com.
Uh-oh, I guess you caught me sipping on some ZOA Energy. Our favorite better-for-you energy drink has launched a new campaign. Have you seen it? It's packing lots of BDE. You know what that means. Big Dwayne Energy. You can see the new commercial on ZOA's Instagram or YouTube channels. You have just got to check this out. They really went there. When you drink ZOA Energy drinks, it gives you Big Dwayne energy, the swag, confidence, and energy to help you conquer your day. Anyone can have BDE. Not only men. Are you kidding me? So many women have it. Danny Garcia comes to mind, who's one of ZOA's co-founders. My mom, who has probably the biggest BDE I know about. She's got serious Big Dwayne energy. ZOA Energy is powered by great taste, electrolytes, B and C vitamins, zero sugar, and caffeine from green tea and green coffee. Available on Amazon and at a store near you like 7-Eleven, Costco, and more. For more info, go to ZOAEnergy.com. That's ZOAEnergy.com.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Just switching gears a little bit. How is everybody?
We meant every word of that commercial, by the way.
All right. Yeah, we love it.
Yeah, there's nothing better than that product we just talked about.
Yeah, we meant every word.
Big thank you to our sponsors
Did
everywhere.
You guys see that fish I caught?
Dude. Did you see on my
Instagram? Yeah, that was a big bitch, wasn't it?
It was huge, dude. Yeah. What the freaking hell happened?
That's a huge bitch. I know,
it's nuts.
That's a huge fish.
I went out with my buddy Jason, came down to visit, and he was like, dude, let's go fishing. So I got a hold of this like charter, like company to take us out, and this dude Austin took us out. The red drums, they normally are like, I mean, they can be small, but they, you could be, yeah, it's a fish. And 15 or 20 pounds would be a big one. This motherfucker was like 40-45 pounds.
And then what do you, is this a toss back or is this a cook it up?
Yeah, we tossed it back. I'm sure we could have kept it, but
did you kiss it? Were you like, I'll see you around?
Yeah, what'd you do?
Did I kiss that one? No, I didn't kiss that one.
That's like as heavy as my 3-year-old.
Yeah, dude.
That's wild.
Huge. It was just this monster, and his head was gigantic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked terrifying.
It was cool because that was like, we went out and we caught those right away. And then when we went back into town, I was so excited and I posted it. And then every restaurant and bar we would go into, like a bartender would give me like a, that's a great fish compliment.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And that's the best feeling in the world, is to get great fish compliments.
Is it?
Oh,
you have
yeah.
found that that's the greatest compliment you can get?
How did they see it?
On Instagram.
I know, but did the charter repost it or does everyone in that town follow you?
Oh, yeah. I'm assuming all these people follow me.
Yeah.
On
okay.
Instagram.
That's kind of cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, yeah.
Yeah. And everybody's on Instagram.
It wasn't old bartenders. It was, you know, it was people our age or younger.
Well done.
Well done.
Well done. I actually follow you on Instagram and I saw the fish you reeled in.
It was a crazy move to post that to your grid and not your story.
Yeah. I can't believe you hard posted that.
That's cool, bro.
Next time, maybe put it on a reel.
There's a weird science to what you post. I didn't even realize that.
It's science.
That there's like to post on story or the grid, but I'm like, this should stay up there, man. I want people to see this fish.
Forevs.
Yeah. Did anybody like take a cool Polaroid of you or something? You need a hard copy of that.
Where are we going?
No, I just feel like when you catch a big fish, you got to have a Polaroid of it. That's like, isn't that like tradition?
I like this rule.
I mean, it's not, no.
And Blake, when are you fishing?
No, I like this.
Yeah, it seems like you've never been fishing before. Right. And by the way, when I'm speaking up and being like, do you see that huge fish? None of you guys were like, well, is that cool? It seems like we don't have a lot of fishermen in our group.
What's up? Wait, what's
Are
up?
Are any of you guys fishermen?
I've been fishing. I don't fish. I do not fish, but I've been fishing. I went fishing 3 years ago, fly fishing.
I've been fishing.
Okay.
I've never been fly fishing. Would love to do it. I have done the deep sea halibut thing and the rainbow trout thing.
Okay.
I think you would love it. It's like the pickleball of fishing.
Well, I'm in.
I think I would like it too. It seems like a lot of work, though.
It's not.
It isn't.
No, you put on the cool pants, and then you just go,
yes.
And then you just fucking catch it.
Get her done.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
The waders. It's just waders, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, those shits look fucking sick.
It's a good
don't
look.
You have to, like, watch out for bears or something? Like,
you do.
It, like, a little
bears?
More deep.
I don't.
It's like a little more deep forest.
Not for me.
Action,
I don't.
Right?
Yeah, you put on the waders, you feel like Kanye West in like the fashion world these days, and you catch some fish.
Okay, I like that.
But like, I've never been out, you were on the ocean, right, Adam? Like, sea?
No, we weren't. It was kind of the very opening of the harbor, so we were still like right off the jetties. So we were in the ocean, but not like...
Salt water, right. Okay.
Yeah, not way out there.
I don't think I've ever done that.
That's what I've done. I did halibut, like I mentioned, and you know that halibut, I believe, have their two eyes on one side of their face.
Blake Anderson, everyone!
Is it real?
So they got no eyes because they lay on the ground.
Yes.
And their fucking eyes are on one side. That's fucking tight.
Is
that fish.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Some fish have That's two tough. Eyes on one side. That's nuts, huh?
Yeah. They live on the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
That is correct. They're a flat fish. They're ugly. They're ugly, son of a bitch, but they're good eating. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, yeah. Halibut.
We gotta
halibut.
We gotta all get go fishing.
That was the joke. Oh, that, wait, can I say this joke?
Orange County.
Adam, sorry, I just heard Kyle has a joke he wants to get off.
Yeah, yeah. So yes, when Kyle. we went fishing for halibut, they would say like, "Hey, so why'd you guys go fishing today?" And we'd all have to say, "Just for the halibut."
Yes, points.
Thank you very much. I'll be here.
Bye. Yes.
And let's cut to another commercial.
Wow, the silence there was really, really good, you guys. You guys must have worked on that. Huh? Did you guys get together before the pod and be like, you know what, we're gonna let him fall on his face and in front of everybody?
I did. It's weird because no one saw the punchline coming.
Yeah, definitely saw.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
Oh, you got
that
it.
One
oh, you
coming
got
down
it.
The pipe. Yeah.
Yeah.
The pipe or the pike?
Pike.
Well, a pike is a fish, right?
Oh, God.
No, a pike is a type of fish, right?
I guys talked about this when I wasn't
See?
Here.
I didn't fish,
know
Adam.
This.
Fuck off. Get my Polaroid
it
ready.
It doesn't seem like you do. But
hey, Blake was rolling around with an old disposable camera when he was at my crib this weekend.
That's right. Yeah. By the way, they're very expensive. Little Kodaks, they're $30. Those little throwaways.
3-0?
Yeah, dude.
Why?
Because they don't make them anymore, I think.
But also, it's like anybody who wants to buy this, fuck you.
Yeah.
Just yeah, you're like.
They don't want to make these anymore. They're like, all right, fine, but it's going to be $30, you douche. And you go,
yeah.
All right.
I can't wait to see what it costs to develop it.
That's what I'm saying. I bet it's a hell of expensive.
Well, I bought one, too. I don't remember how much it was. I bought it in Germany.
Oh, I wonder if theirs is a little. Oh.
Yeah, exactly. And you got to wind it
was
up.
It the waterproof one? Dude, when I went to summer camp, it was like you knew who was rich based on what kind of disposable camera they had.
That's true.
I had like the Walgreens, like bullshit ass whatever.
Yeah, green
one.
And white.
And then some homies had like the waterproof in-cage Kodak where you're like.
The plastic covering.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Dude, I don't even know that that's something that's real.
Right.
None of my friends had any money, so I never even saw that.
Dude.
Yours can go underwater. If my pockets get wet and my camera's in there, it's fucked.
So crazy. So just...
Yeah, that's crazy. And that was...
Yeah.
No like, one had a phone.
No flash.
Just, that was, and everyone had one of those. Like everyone at a party, there was just like 40 of those around.
Right.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I've been to a wedding within the last 10 years where like they just had a gang of those around for people to like grab and take pictures.
Yeah.
Which seems like a good idea if you have the right crowd, and a horrible idea if everyone in your wedding party is just like, I'm going to take 10 pictures of my nipples right now in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the wedding that I just went to, my buddy Zach's wedding that I went to a few weeks ago. They had one, a Polaroid.
That's
and
cool.
So then you would see him at the end of the night, and it was just a ton of buttholes.
Right.
Like a lot.
Oh, really?
A lot of men's, I'm assuming men's buttholes.
Don't assume.
Tight 20 buttholes.
You got to charge the flash for those pics.
Yeah, it was like loops. Buttholes butthole. And nutsacks and a lot of like manginas. It was
your boobs
was
are huge.
Kind of cool.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. Yeah. You never know what you're going to get. Yeah. You know?
Well, that's the other thing.
No,
is
you
like,
know you're going to get some buttholes.
Charge the flash. Stick it down there.
You never know you're going to get. You kind of know you're going to get some buttholes.
You know exactly what you're going to get.
Buttholes.
30 pictures of buttholes. Yes, the degree of blurriness is going to vary on each butthole, but you know
I wonder if it was like two... If two dude friends going into the bathroom stall together being like, this is going to be so hilarious, dude. You hold this camera while I spread my ass cheeks.
Right.
I wonder what that conversation was like. Because
no, that was exactly like you just had it.
Yeah.
You just did it.
That's weird. That's a weird moment with two friends.
Yeah,
hey, kiss me on this next one, dude.
This is going to be so funny. And you're just alone in a bathroom together while your friend is spreading his ass.
Yo,
cheeks.
Pull my pants down for me. Yeah. Pull my pants down real quick.
Dude.
Okay.
I'm holding two drinks. Pull my pants down real quick.
I'm going to squeeze my nutsack and make it look like a brain.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. They're at your ankles.
Oh. Dude, what is that, a boner?
Yeah.
Dude, take my photo.
Let's take a picture of it. Better yet, kiss it.
Oh, and then I'll take a picture. I'll do a selfie
dude,
with
take
like,
a picture
me
of
and
you kissing
partner.
It.
Yeah.
69, dude.
I'll do a selfie with like, I'm trying to put it all in my mouth.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Yeah, but like, no, that's but like a picture of that. You gotta take a picture of that.
Yeah, it's for their wedding. It'd be funny as shit.
Yeah, we're celebrating.
Dude, for their wedding. Show how much we love them.
Dude, fuck it. Throat that shit and take a all picture right. now.
Dude.
Hold on, I gotta wind it up.
It's still winding. What does that mean?
Oh, it's
Brad
not a
pitcher.
There's no more pitchers.
You did all that for nothing. Damn. Oh, fuck.
Yo, real quick, take a picture of your teeth mowing my pubes. Go for it. Take a picture.
Take a picture.
Oh, there's no more. I'll just do it. I'll just do it. There's no more pictures, but I'll just
actually,
do it.
Actually, go get a champagne bottle. You shove that up your ass while you suck my dick.
Right. Wait, we're out of pictures. I know, but like, still pretty funny.
It's okay. It'll be so funny, dude. It'll be so funny. Just do
and
it.
Maybe we keep it a secret.
Yeah, dude, it's our secret.
Maybe no picture and we don't tell anyone.
It's our funny secret. It's our funny
this
secret.
This is a prank. You're being punked.
Dude, I got you.
Wait.
Worth it.
I'm being punked, but you're blowing me. All right, fuck it. I'm punking myself. Dude. Bend over.
Hey, you're never going to believe what just happened in the bathroom. I blew Blake, dude, as a prank.
Isn't that good?
Isn't that fucking hilarious?
Hey, I'm in the back like,
pit. We were looking for you guys for 10 minutes. You have the rings.
Well!
hot.
Actually, you're not going to be able to get that back for a few hours.
I don't want to know.
The ring is gone. Sorry, the ring is gone.
Where is it?
Let's just say it came off.
Where could it have gone?
Adam Devine presents.
Oh my
God. You've been. You've been.
Dude.
Oh my God.
That's great.
Dude, I would host that. I would host a show called Way-Oh.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Way-Oh. The show where you hook up with your friend you've wanted to fuck for years. But it's got to be under the pretense
of a show. It can be broader than that. It doesn't need to just be friends fucking friends.
Okay, but maybe episode one.
Yeah, hey, it's his name. Okay?
I mean, that's the meat and potatoes of the show for sure. But
meat and potatoes.
Okay, great.
But you know, it's a Way-Oh can go a lot of different ways. It's also basically a fail. Like, it's a failed video, you know?
Okay, now look at the camera and say, we've been Way-Oh'd.
You know, I really like it. Season three, people are going to be like, I really liked it. Like, obviously, the meat and potatoes is
friends
fucking other friends. That's friends.
Friends finally fucking friends.
But I also kind of like it when a grandma falls down a stair, you know?
Yeah, that was pretty Way-Oh.
Yeah, that's also pretty Way-Oh.
Trying to fuck her longtime friend.
Am I on Way-Oh right now?
Dude, am I feel like Way-Oh? I'm on Way-Oh.
Wait a second. Am I on Way-Oh?
Am I on Way-Oh right now?
No. By the way, a huge letdown. You blow your friend being like, cameras are coming out.
Let me guess, I'm
No, bro.
You take the load. He's like, what? And you go, what? I'm not at Way-Oh?
Dude, I'm being Way-Oh'd. I know I am.
Where are the cameras? I'm being
Way-Oh'd. What are you talking about? I love you. Yeah, no, I just figured... I love you. Hey, I love you too.
Right.
Let's go back to the wedding. I'm holding the rings.
Like a love and like a Way-Oh. Yeah, like a Way-Oh kind of a way, you know?
I love you, no Way-Oh.
I love you, no Way-Oh.
Yeah, no, I love you too. We got to go back to the wedding.
We got to go. I have to give him the rings.
I wouldn't have done that. I thought I was on Way-Oh.
I think my kids are cutting the cake. I got to go.
Way-Oh.
Yeah.
Dude, this is your wedding. Exactly. I got to go.
I know. I'm up.
Jesus.
That's why I thought I was on Way-Oh.
I'm up, brother.
Wait a second. Are you going to... Is it Way-Oh as soon as I get out there? It's not.
What do you mean it's not? It's not Way-Oh?
All right. Well, then I'm going to take a shit. I'm going to take a shit.
If you wouldn't mind getting out of here, I really can't take a shit.
I thought this bit couldn't get worse. It got worse. All right, we'll get out of here. I gotta take a shit. Yeah, no, I know. You farted.
I need privacy.
I could smell that.
I can tell you've been farting the whole time.
Yeah. I need privacy right now. I ate some weird stuff.
You're farting the whole time.
Okay, I gotta take a shit. I need privacy.
No. Okay, cool. I need privacy, so get the fuck out of here.
Leave the Kodak. Leave the Kodak.
But then right as he walks out of the bathroom
I'm going to get back to my wedding.
Right after he walks out of the bathroom stall, it's just that you see a friend holding up a camera over the bathroom stall. And then he goes, Way-Oh!
Digital.
Way-Oh. And that's our digital wing of Way-Oh.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
That's digital.
The Instagram account.
And at the end of Way-Oh, the show, it's like, you too can be part of the Way-Oh family. Send this P.O. box, like $20. We send you a camera and you go to your college campus. And
oh, God.
It's It's a pyramid scheme. It really builds itself way up.
You get three people to work under you. They get three people each.
And everybody gets way owed. Everybody gets way owed.
Dude, I'm actually doing this thing called way owed right now. I think you'd really like it.
Take your pants off real quick. What do you mean? Trust me. If you get three people to take your pants off, trust me. Yeah. Look, you blow me, then you get three people to blow you, and they have to be close friends.
They have to be best friends.
And two of them will premiere on like on Wayo Digital.
And the guy's
two,
just like this.
Two of them are going to be on Wayo Digital. Okay. One stays on the analog.
Yeah. Okay, I get it now. Three friends to blow me. Yeah, no doubt.
So we're all getting blown by our friends and making money?
Yep. Yep.
That's not a Wayo.
It's a Wayo of life. Okay.
No way.
We're back.
What a comedown. Tell me it's time for take backs. Nope, not
it's
yet.
Gotta be time for a commercial. JK, don't cut to one.
Penguin fishing. Cool, bro.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Man.
Yep. So nice. Went fishing. Yeah, that was fun. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah, I haven't seen you since the wedding. That's cool. You went fishing. You caught a big one. I saw
that. Caught a big one, yeah. Bartenders are like, yeah, that was one of the biggest fish I've ever seen.
I blow my friends because I'm unhappy.
I'm sorry, Mama.
Oh, here's a weird thing.
You're like reading Google News headlines. Here's a weird thing. A woman who weighs 800 pounds.
No, Isaac, our manager, called me the other day and was like, dude, I just got the weirdest call. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I just got a call from Eminem's manager and the president of Interscope Records.
What's that guy's name? Who's on the records and stuff?
I don't know who we talked to.
Isn't he like notoriously like on the voicemail where they're like, you can't put that on the record, right?
That's his manager. That's Paul Rosenstein.
Lee Rosenstein, right? Didn't Adam just say Eminem's manager?
Yeah, I think so. That's what Isaac
I thought you said your manager. I thought you said, cool.
No, Isaac. So he got this phone call, whatever his name was. Yeah, and they know. Go, yeah, so we just want to connect Adam again with Eminem and Dr. Dre.
Okay.
And Isaac goes, oh, hell yeah. Yeah,
for
sure.
Adam Levine. This is Adam Levine's story, right?
No. And then he goes, okay, totally. And then Isaac's like, what is this in regards to? And he goes, well, obviously Adam was in the Slim Shady music video with Dr. Dre. And we want to connect them together.
Right.
Because there's a photo out there of a guy that looks kind of like me, that's maybe 10 years older than me.
Right.
Where people always send to me going, dude, is this you? And I think maybe one time I wrote, cool flashback photo of me, flashback Friday or some bullshit. That is not me.
Oh, is this from like the real
it's
Slim
Shady?
From
the MTV or the video where they all look like him.
Like movie, video awards or something.
Where there was a ton of Slim Shadys.
Dude, like at least 30.
Yeah, there was so crazy, many dude. Slim Shadys. It was like, who is the real Slim Shady? Yeah. I feel
and
like is what they...
You didn't know. They're all wearing white t-shirts. Yeah. They all got bleach blonde hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and none of them actually stood up.
Yo, do you think those guys stay in touch? Are they like still like, dude, did you make it to the reunion last year? Like, I couldn't. We just had a kid.
Well, I don't know. Part of me was like, Isaac told the truth right away and was just like.
I had anal cancer. Couldn't make it.
Oh, no, he wasn't in that. Adam was in like sixth grade. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
you're pissed at him?
Pissed. I would have been like, let's keep this prank going a little bit, and then I could just whip out a camera and said, you've been way-o.
I'm pissed now.
That's a way-o, dude. That's a way-o on Dre.
You start blowing Dre, and you're like...
Yeah, do you see the photo right there?
Yeah.
Way-o. Hold on. I mean, to the right, I'm like touching my chest. I'm like cupping my titty.
Yeah. Everyone at home, we're looking at the photo right now.
Yeah. You know, you could find it.
Wait, so what was their idea for you?
I don't know. And the conversation just stopped.
Dr. Dre just wanted to say,
I'm
like, cool.
Assuming they want to do like another like little video or sketch or something.
Am I crazy? Will you look at all the faces of these guys? Is it a little bit kind of like.
What?
Like what?
Like what
I'm looking at
your face,
him, so I'm
what?
Not looking at you.
It looks like one dude's about to weigh up.
Did you freeze?
Are these dudes like a little too cute? What's going on here?
What?
Yeah, it looks a little weigh up. It looks
none of these guys are cute.
What are you talking about? Yeah,
suddenly we were talking so much about blowing your friends that now you think all these men are cute. These are not this isn't a cute batch of men.
Yeah, we're on a different track. We switched our track
I see a little Ryan Lochte here. I see a little.
Okay, so we know he does it for you. Okay.
Are you just like? What do you mean by that? You think they're actors? Is that what you're saying?
Well, they are.
Well, that they're. Yeah, it's a casting call for sure.
It's a casting call. You know.
You don't think they're real deal, like Slim
Shady
fanatics?
These are not Slim Shady.
No.
These are not Eminem.
I disagree. I think that
they're a little too cute.
A couple of them are diehard.
I feel like the true Slim Shady fans are a little grittier.
Sure.
Hunters, you are way out of pocket.
These guys look like What I'm saying is these guys look a little like boy bandy than more like into hip hop. Am I correct here?
But the whole point is
they just
have
got a bunch of extras and ask them, are you willing to bleach blonde your hair to be in this video?
Yeah, this was a visual thing.
I know, but look at their faces.
You don't have to be a fan of Eminem or Dr. Dre to actually be in this picture. I'm going to remind you of that. You don't have to. They were mm-hmm. paid.
Oh, that's
true. They were paid.
Right. So what are you thinking?
Yes. Mm. Also, I don't think they're necessarily as sexy as Durs is fine.
Durs is really disappointed.
Yeah. He is. I think
No, I think these people could very easily be Eminem
fans. I don't think they're too hot to be Eminem fans or whatever your weird stance.
I don't think his crowd was as like gully as you thought.
I think what is his album? Carnival? Like Circus.
Which that's one? The T-Pain, Eminem show? I think.
What's he got? Like an album called like Circus or some shit?
That's the Britney Eminem Spears show. Or like...
I don't know. I never...
The Eminem show.
I don't know if I listened to an Eminem album in my life, but...
Okay. I thought you went through a whole phase when we were in Workaholics. I thought you fucking were like, okay, I'm listening to every Eminem album to see what I missed and to see if I understand it. And you didn't.
I listened to the Marshall Mathers LP.
Mm. Right.
Right?
Right.
Okay.
And that's got like cleaning out my closet.
Probably.
Seems real.
Yeah. What's the, what I would have to see what
and
that is.
And then I think maybe I started the one with like the curtains on the front and I was like.
Oh, that has Stan.
That's the Eminem show.
Yes.
Yeah. Like talented rapper, not for me.
Marshall Mathers has Stan. It has the real Slim Shady. Those are the two.
Yeah. I mean, Eminem. Yeah.
Yeah.
Any take backs or apologies? Yeah. I want to apologize to the guys from this from this shoot, this video, this award show. You're right. I'm sorry. You're not cute. I apologize.
I mean, they're totally regular looking. They could easily be Eminem fans. Durs has a weird stance about Eminem fans.
I'd like to apologize to you guys for last week because I was very hot and I was like bothered because I didn't have the air conditioning on in my office.
Yeah.
And I just tonight figured out how to turn it on.
Very good, Kyle.
All right.
Oh, so it wasn't anyone's fault. It was you didn't know how to turn it on.
It was very ironic in the same episode where I was giving you thermostat advice.
PROG, did you find it?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it was a hidden, it's a remote that has a fucking slide down, bro. So it looks like there's like three buttons. And then I'm like, well, I can't do anything with this. And then you slide down the you slide down the secret window.
What was that, Blake? One more time?
Yeah.
It's just
okay. Do you want to lead apologies? Go for it.
Yeah.
I'm glad you figured that out.
Thanks, man.
I would like to give a special super shout out to Kyle for showing me the ways of pickleball, baby.
Oh, man. Yeah. I can't Thanks wait for to running play me you around. Again.
Hey, I'm sore in the buns too, so.
I played three more days.
Wait, quick question. Did I miss an episode last week?
You did.
Yeah, you missed an episode.
How'd it go?
I don't know.
Really, really good. Seamless.
Yeah.
Cool.
It was kind of like an intervention of me. You'll see. You'll hear it.
Yeah, you'll hear it.
I won't. I don't listen.
Yeah.
Well, good.
I listened every once in a while.
You'll hear it.
It was good. I think it was good.
Yeah, you talked it.
I'm sure. I'm wondering.
You can see it in the comments if you liked it.
And I don't really have any take backs or apologies this app. I feel Like, I'm standing behind everything that I said this episode.
Dude, wow. how's that feel?
Pretty good.
But you do have a dead ringer. This guy from the Eminem.
Yeah, from the Eminem. Yeah. The dead ringer is this guy from the Dr.
How did we start dead ringers? Oh, my God.
I got a lot of dead ringers. There's a lot of dummies that look like me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I guess that was another episode of...
This is important.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com, that's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.